This morning a letter was returned, stamped, moved, no address. It was one I wrote you a couple of weeks ago, and it is now in my desk with other letters, unopened, and returned. I write again because I must.
Dear Mom and Dad, I guess you're kind of worried about me. Well, don't be. I'm not going to tell you where I am, but since I ran away, I've been to a lot of places. I've tried many times before to write this letter, but I couldn't put the words down.
A father, they say, worries about a son, but for his daughter he has dreams. Well, my first dream for you was 16 years ago on that day we brought you home from the hospital. We knew you were something special. Then years later, in a moment of anger, you cried, "But you don't understand." And I didn't.
It's funny, but I can't remember what our big fight was about the night I left. All I know is that somebody was always putting me down. I was never free to be myself.
Your generation asks to be left alone. They want it so that each may find his own thing. Well, where is this thing for which you search?
Since I've split, I know I've got to find things out for myself. Mom, every afternoon when I came home and locked the door to my room, you thought I was doing homework. Well, I wasn't. But all you did was preach at me over and over. No one wanted to know how I felt. I'm living with some kids in a big old house, and we help each other.
Come back. Come back before you're trapped in a life that daily grows more aimless and unreal. If you return, we three can reach each other by talking and listening. And I mean the kind of listening that is also tuned to silence.
Since being away, I've met a lot of weirdos, pot smokers and speed freaks, but I've found out how to tell the beautiful people from the phonies. I might come home someday, but right now I've got to do what's right for me. Mom, don't cry. And Daddy, take care of yourself. No matter what, I'll always love you both.
Mother has remained behind me as I write. A second ago, she gently touched my shoulder as she moved away. She's now sitting in her chair with an open book in her lap. But I know she's not seeing the words. Her thoughts are far away, somewhere with you. It's very quiet here. Too quiet. I walked into your room last night, and the walls seemed to be asking for the sound of your voice. As much as I am aching for the feel of your embrace, so please come back to us. We love you. Call collect.